Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry here in South Carolina. Let's worship the Lord.
I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
All you people,
clap your hands, 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 all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Singing
toward heaven.
Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved.
Glory!
Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord, O Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord, O Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it, and they are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, O Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, O Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved.
The name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Take me past the outer courts, into the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in. here I am. Take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal.
Good morning. My voice seems to have left, so you only get to hear this croaky thing. But I'm still here praising the Lord and trying my best to speak out. I tried looking through and choosing a scripture and getting this all organized and doing a good job that way. But really what I want to talk about is how great our Father is, how mightily we're blessed every single day, and we don't even see it most of the time. There's a miracle right here. Miracle, a miracle, a miracle. Every single one of you is a miracle. The Lord has transformed you and made you into something He can use to bless others. Like a mighty wave in the sea, each one. And we just seem to go over that. You know what I mean? Just look past it like it's not much. Take it for granted. Like we do so many things. But we're just blessed in so many ways. Our flesh is loud. It's very loud. And if we let it get away from us and convince us that the world is shadow land, it's full of, if only I had, I want, you know, that will take over our lives. When really the truth is, we're filled up. I used to sit there in my camper and complain, even before God. I complained before him. Lord, I just don't like this. You can see how hard it is for me. And I'm too short and I can't reach anything. And it's dangerous for me to climb up. And on I went. It just was endless. And I stood in there one day. It was like a veil was taken off of my eyes. And I looked around and I said, gosh, you know, it's raining outside. It's cold outside. I have a roof over my head. It's reliable. I'm not wet. I'm warm. I got so much food. I'm stuffing it in corners it should not be. You know, it's just, I'm so mightily blessed in so many ways. I spent many, many years not seeing many of the blessings of the Lord. And now I walk through and I just see constant blessing flowing down. And if we'll just take it, and I see people wandering around when he's right there, and they're drowning in a world of darkness, and he's right there. Sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it takes a long time for people to understand. And I know because I have a line of people that have stood there, long-suffering and patient on my behalf. Praise God. Mighty waves, mighty blessings. Miracles for me. And if not for that, I might have run out into that world of darkness and quit. There's just such joy, and it's just the line between living in the darkness and living in the light. And I mean truly with the lights full on. It's such a thin little thing. It's a decision. I'm going to be over here, and I got a lot of reason, you know, for all this darkness, or I'm going to be over here, and it's just a matter of saying, well, I don't care what anything else says. He says, I can. I am free. There's nothing really holding me. I used to count all the things holding me down, like in my camper that my flesh doesn't like, which is still a home and a blessing to me. I spent a long time learning about the Lord. A long time. And then finally I'm actually seeing the things that he does. Gosh, I mean, just the flesh and the judgments that go on. How many wives get in the way of the Lord judging your husbands when they think they're doing it out of love and concern? Here's that word, concern. And it's really fear. It's not anything else but fear. And judging your husband and watching every little thing he does. And it's not love. It's hate. And it's not trust in God. Not one little bit. I learned a simple little thing that works, and I'll give it to you. Just decide, I'm going to trust God. Not stand there like the Statue of Liberty. I trust God. And then stand there and doubt him in every single way. I know all about that. I can tell you all about that. Just decide to trust him with the big things. Here's my children, Lord. I'm going to take my hands away from the fear and the so-called concern. And I'm going to love them enough and love you and trust you with my children's safety. I can't manage it anyway. How about I'm going to trust my husband to you? If he's doing something and I think it's dangerous, I'm going to trust him to you. And I'm going to refuse to look back on it. And that is a place of joy. And it actually works, too. It actually works. And all the fear and worry actually turns out to be getting in the way of the Lord. We can actually just get in the way and impede his work in progress. Anyways, trust the Lord. He is just so loving. He loves us so much. And don't forget to see the mighty blessing of the people, the one another that he's given us, because he can tell us things. He can teach us things. My gosh, we can help one another, and it's all with him working it. He's the one at the helm. So trust it. Trust him. Thanks.
mountains and the sea. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Oh, I could sing of your love forever. 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 Oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing. Sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Well, good morning, everybody. I one of the things that I know that Gail was talking about here is how she spent years, you know, wrestling down and struggling and battling and, you know, trusting the Lord for the Lord to move through people and these kinds of things. And she spent years there, and it was a hard time for Gail in these fronts, wasn't it, Gail? She's shaking her head up here in the front seat. But one of the things that I am pleased to see and to know is that, look, man, Gail had made a choice to trust the Lord. And the Lord had yet shown up for her many times. The truth of the matter was the Lord was showing up for her through those struggles, through those battles. I mean, it was right there before her face. The Lord was showing up and having this struggle of like the Lord being in the people that was ministering unto her and trusting that. She had a hard time with it. And then she'd turn around and she would see, I'm going to tell on you here a little bit, Gail. And what she would see is she'll see the same words come out of this person's mouth, and then the same words coming out of this person's mouth. And then it wasn't that the Lord was moving through these people. No, it couldn't have been that. That absolutely escaped her. See, that wasn't a possibility. What it was a conspiracy. It was a conspiracy, man. I mean, all of it. I mean, they were talking amongst each other. They were getting notes, man. They were writing this stuff down. So when Gail would go and talk to these other people, they would say the same thing. Oh, man. Couldn't have been the Lord that was showing her that I put my spirit in that person. I put my spirit in that person. I put my spirit in that person to give her what she needed, and yet the battle that was before her was there in front of her face, the Lord showing up faithfully to her. But one of the things was is that she got it. And she says, yes, finally, she got it. She got it. And I don't care. And really doesn't matter if I care or not, really. But the Lord didn't care if it took her 10 years. He's just happy that she got it. Amen. Amen. She's happy. He's happy that she got it. You know, and he's a loving father. See, we being evil, we know how to give good gifts unto our own children, yet we have the Father of lights. In him is light, and there's what? No darkness at all. And it's just like with us being evil, we yet know that, look, when our children are done with their attitude or whatever struggle it is, one, that we were loving them through that attitude and that struggle. But when they break through, do we remember that attitude and struggle anymore? No, we just rejoice at the fact that they got over it. It is behind them now. They're not bound up to that attitude and in that struggle and these kinds of things anymore. So it's a praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. Eric just pulled up. All right, got distracted. All right, well, praise God. But one of the things that I know, me and Gail were talking quite a bit this morning, and we were, it was quite funny because we looked down, it's 9:52. I think I came over there a little bit before 9, had no idea, and an hour passed. But one of the things that we were also talking about, and I want you to turn to Matthew 11:28. And also I want to highlight one more point on that. Look, Gail now has a testimony of what the Lord has done and how the Lord has showed up mightily for her. And yet now whatever the struggle she had had, yet she can has an opportunity yet minister to somebody else that might have the same struggle. And so that 10 years of headache that she has and these kinds of things, look, could be the benefit and minister yet to somebody else where it doesn't have to be 10 years for them. They can get it in a moment. Just like that. And so what does it do? It does, it profits somebody else as well. And that's an awesome thing. Hello, Eric. It's awesome to see you. But, all right, back on subject here. But I want to come to Matthew 11, verse 28, and it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, that verse right there, to me, I see just so much in it, and it's an awesome verse. But the first thing that he says in there is what? Come unto me, come unto me. I mean, we'll just stop right there. Because I know that the things that what happens is we go to him. I know I was talking, me and Gail were talking a bit this morning, is that we go to him. And I remember talking to her. I was like, you know, I don't know of much where really Steve gives me a call. And it's less like we have a meeting to meet with somebody else on to minister unto them or talk about certain things. But no, I go to Steve. And not that the Steve is the Lord. That's not what I'm saying. But I go to the light. Look, Steve's my disciple. I go to the light. Look, and I get shown because the Lord is awesome. And he gives me, through Steve, that which I need to go forward in, or the thing that's hindering me, or whatever struggle it is. I get that which I need to go forward. And it's a place where we yet go to him. See, I know that Gail, the times past, on some of the struggle was her coming to that light. And look, let's face it. When you look in John, what does it say? It says, I'll just turn there for a second. You guys don't have to go there. Hopefully I can find it quick enough. But in John, it says, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God." Now, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, No, I do have to say it and confess, man, when that light shines on my dark heart, man, it testifies against me, quite frankly. And so I don't, it's my flesh, let me put it that way. My flesh does not want to come to that light. It doesn't, by nature. It doesn't. But look, man, if I'm going to love the truth and want to walk in Him and walk in His ways, look, I'm going to come to that light. I'm going to come to that light. And when the truth testifies against me in that, look, I can get shed of it. And I can walk yet in His ways. I can get rid of all that crap that's been holding me back or bounding me up. Because look, the Lord's here to set you at liberty, not in bondage, not in chains. He wants you free. I mean, how many of you, I was talking about our children for an example and how we yet being evil, but the Lord being good and the Father of lights and Him no darkness at all. And we see our own kids in a struggle or in a mess and bound up by attitude. Do we like to see them there? No. Man, but when they get shed of that, they come to the light and they get shed of that and these kinds of things, man, we get excited. We love it. They're not bound up in that anymore. And yet, if we like that, man, the Lord wants to set us at liberty in those. He doesn't want us bound up in that. And we were talking a little bit, the sin that what so easily besets us, or that we can also call it what, unbelief. All right, that so easily besets us. Look, the Lord doesn't want us to be consumed by that. And you can see where the old man and the flesh, man, it is almost like a trying to bend your will. I mean, it is a fact where it wants to take over. It wants to destroy you. It does not want you to believe God, because what the carnal mind is what? Enmity against God. It doesn't want you to have that liberty. It doesn't. It wants to drag you down to the ground. It's cursed. It's going back there. Whether we like it or not, that's where it's going. And it will always be at enmity against God. So that, in that case, man, I mean, look, it wants to bend your will. But the Lord is what? A gentleman. The one thing that the Lord respects above all things, more than any man in this world, is your own free will. He's not going to make you do anything. He wants to set you free. He wants you free from that bondage of that carnal mind. He wants you free from the bondage of this flesh. That's why He had died on the cross for us. That's why He paid the ultimate price, so that we can have yet that freedom. So, look, it's us. We go to Him. We go to Him. And let's face it, man, it's not like, man, when we was introduced to the Lord, it was anything of our own merit or anything we did. No, man, somebody was sent to tell us the gospel. Somebody was sent to tell us that Christ died for you. He paid the price for you. He loved you so much. He became sin for you to take it away. So it's in that place, yet we knowing this, let's go to Him. Because in Him is light and there is no darkness at all. So we go to who? Him. And have we not experienced every time we go to Him, we come to Him, we seek out the truth, do we not get set free? Do we not have a testimony of the Lord and how awesome He is and how He turned that screwed up, messed up situation? He flipped that upside down situation and He flipped it right side up. I'm telling you, my whole life is a testimony of that. My whole life is a testimony of that. I mean, just the fact that Hope and I are married and have children, and that is just a miracle in itself. That I'm alive. Praise God, I mean, as Gail says, that you're even alive. Absolutely. And Gail was talking about the long-suffering, and I know that what was going on was people were praying for me, and they were looking at what the Lord was able to do and not what I was able to do. Because what I was able to do, I proved that to be very messed up, and I could do much of nothing. Doesn't the scripture say in John 15, without me you can do what? Nothing. Okay. Well, praise God. Now, see, here's the relief that we have. Because, look, if I can do nothing, and if I'm looking at myself to be able to do anything, man, then that's based on what I can do, right? Well, you know what? I can't move forward in that. I can't. I'm sorry. Just ain't going to happen. In fact, could try, but I know it's going to be too doom and failure and destruction and these kinds of things. But the one thing that I can yet rest in is what He is able to do. Now, what He is able to do, as we read in Ephesians, is what? Abundantly above we can ask or think. Abundantly above we can ask or think. And see, that's a rest that I can rest on. What is that verse? I need to turn back to it because I flipped it. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Now I have to say in this moment, in this time, I mean, when I can sit there and rest in what the Lord is able to do, then praise God. That's something that I can rest in. I mean, to me it's like, whew, what a relief. What a relief. I mean, that's something I can rest in. Because He is well able. He is well able. But I know it's a part on my part for me to make a choice to come unto Him. And to come to that light. I know it's on my part to make a choice to believe Him for it. It's really what it comes down to. Believing Him. Believe in the gospel. That's what it comes down to. And look, man, when it comes to the place where I can believe that it's all about what He can do, not what I am able to do, then look, now I can believe that I can do what? All things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens me. All things. Do I need to highlight that word one more time? All. All. Because He's well able. He has the ability. He has the strength. He has the will. He has the love. And He's right there pouring it out to who? Us, if we will receive it. If we'll have it, if we'll believe Him for it, it's right there for us. Right there for us. But it's not at a place where you just sit back and you don't get it, you don't grab it, you don't receive it. It's not like you sit back and you just wait. I hope this comes. I hope this comes. We were watching Sergeant York last night, and it was a good movie. And the thing was, the Reverend was going up to Alvin York, and he was going, talking about to him and trying to minister unto him. And he goes, look, man, the devil's got you. You know, the devil wants to take you down, Alvin. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember the exact words. The devil wants to take you down, Alvin. And Alvin, he goes, well, I've prayed to him, black in the face. And the Reverend turns around and says, it's not just about praying, it's believing. He said, it's believing. And yet, when you can grab the hold of that, man, it's one thing to do this. Look, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. The thing is, man, we pray. You know what we do when we pray? We lift these things up to the Lord. We come to the light. We get the direction. And we can have all the things laid out before us in a new way. But look. The thing is, then when you go do that, you go and you do it believing God that He is well able. That He is well able. And see, that's where you step out and you, it's like taking that leap of faith where you actually trust them. It's like Peter stepping out on that boat and hitting that water and standing on it. Because you can say you believe God until you're blue in the face. You can say all these things, but do you? Well, you're going to know you do because you're going to believe God. You're going to walk on that water. You're going to step out the boat, aren't you? That's where you really show if you believe him or not. Just as Abraham, when he offered up Isaac, knowing that it was through Isaac the promise was made. It was through Isaac, and that God would have to raise him from the dead. Would have to raise him from the dead because he believed God in his promise. He believed him. He believed him. And look, man, if you don't even have the will, I mean, look, it says that he what even gives us the will to do that of his good pleasure. He even gives us the will. And you can even come to him. You can come to him with any of these things. Lord, I don't have the will. Lord, please give it to me. Because what is it that we have to offer? Nothing except Jesus Christ and what he has done and what he's able to do. Abel offered up that good sacrifice. Cain didn't offer that which was not acceptable. How many times we offer up our flesh? It's not acceptable. It's cursed. It's going to the ground. That's what Cain did. Abel offered up that thing which the Lord told him to offer up. And that was acceptable. Just like what we have to offer was Jesus and what he has done. And he covers us. And when we're in him, when the God the Father looks down upon us, what does he see? When we're covered by Jesus and we're in Christ Jesus, he sees his Son in whom he is well pleased. And that gift is to anybody. It doesn't now matter how pretty you are. It doesn't matter how ugly you are. It doesn't matter how capable you are or incapable you are. None of those things matter. God is not a respecter of persons. None of those things matter. What matters is, are you covered by the blood of the Lamb? That's what matters. That's the only thing that matters. Remember the angel of death with the children of Israel when they came over the when it came over the land of Egypt? Did it matter how good or bad those people were? No. What was it looking for? It was looking for the blood on the doorposts and lintels. That's all it was. And when the angel saw the blood, the angel of death saw the blood, it passed right over it. That's the same with this. And all it takes is a choice to believe him. To believe him for it. Praise God. What a relief. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited. That heavy laden comes rolling down. That burden comes rolling away. I remember when the gospel being preached to me, not once, just twice, but reiterating the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. And I remember time and time again the joy and the heavy laden that was just rolled down off of me at the time of accepting that. And I tell you, I went through many drug counselors and psychiatrists and all these things. Did that wash away my sin and took away that guilt and washed me clean and made me whiter than snow? No, it was not. It was the blood of the Lamb. So what do we have to take credit for? Nothing. We just point to Jesus. And it's that we can save anybody? No. Who can? Jesus can. And he will. And the thing that gets exalted is Jesus. And praise be to God, because that's what we need, and that's what the people out there that don't know him need. And that's what we can preach among the housetops and let that light shine. It's just thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. And that's something we can trust in. Gail had a hard time trusting in some of these things and some of the, and how the Lord can work and how faithful he is. She had a hard time. But I can imagine you putting your faith and trust in so many other things outside the Lord. Does it not yet always fail? It always fails. It always lets us down. It always does. But the Lord will not. Not once has the Lord let me down. I maybe thought that something should have gone a certain way. You know, it should have gone according to what my thought process was and the plan where I had to be thing. You know, how I thought it should go down. But the Lord has always brought me through the other side in a way that he has been manifested. Where he has been glorified abundantly above all that I can ask or think. And all I could say is praise the Lord. He can save you. I remember George was an old boss of mine at the cabinet shop. And he was turning around and telling me about how a guy that used to work for us, he ended up quitting and these kinds of things. And he got a girl pregnant. It was like ditto of my situation. Got a girl pregnant. And he goes, man, he is such an idiot. This guy is such an idiot, man. He went and got a girl pregnant, and he has no job, and the guy he's working for is not paying him. He is just a dummy. And I'm thinking to myself, I remember getting Hope pregnant, and I had no job, and I was there just a year ago, yep. But go ahead, George, what are you saying about this thing? And I said, George, it is no difference in my situation. Yeah, but Philip, you had a plan. George, do you not remember when I was telling you that Hope was pregnant and then you asked me to go ahead and pick up that piece of wood and beat you over the head with it? That's what he asked me to do when he found out that Hope was pregnant. He thought, this is a terrible situation. And it was, at that time, a messed up situation. And I said, George, the only difference, I didn't have a plan at all. I had no idea what I was going to do. I had none. And what happened was they said, look, man, trust the Lord. And I tell you, I didn't even do that. I kept worrying about that. Am I trusting the Lord? They say, trust the Lord. Am I, Lord, I want to trust you. I want to trust you, Lord. Am I trusting the Lord? But at every single step, the Lord yet showed up faithful. Boom, boom, boom. And he put me in the place right beside my stepfather, right here on this property, which I was looking out to rent. Then this happened, and it was abundantly above that I can ask or think at every time. And he yet showed himself to be faithful and loving. And he didn't hold that against me. When I turned unto him, he wasn't like, oh, you've committed fornication. You're going down the hell and the situation in your life is going down. No, that's not our God. That's not our God. No, he turned that situation, upside down situation, right side up. And he was yet glorified. And where do I have the boast but say, hey, turn to the Lord, folks. And what I would have to say to that guy that was in the same situation is, turn to the Lord. Because that was the only answer I had. That's the only answer I needed. That's the only answer I needed. And yet it's amazing. What's that, Gail? And it's the answer. Thank you, Gail. See here, folks, man, when we start looking upon ourselves and what we can do or for even our own justification or any of these things, man, we're looking solely in the wrong place. Absolutely the wrong place. But when you're looking at the Lord Jesus Christ as for the only justification you got, well, that's the perfect justification. That's the only justification that's going to stand because he was the perfect sacrifice. And he walked in that obedience and fulfilled that. And he took that away and he covered me with his blood. And I praise God for it. And see, folks, that's all we need. And it doesn't matter what situation we're in, what kind of, how messed up, how, doesn't it say in the psalm, he's what? Beautiful for situation? He's beautiful for situation. And he's shown that
time and time and time yet again. Beautiful for situation. And it's amazing what He can do. So let's put our eyes upon Him. Let's trust Him. Let's go to Him. Even when it hurts. Even when it hurts. Because He will take that hurt and He will replace it with Him. It's like a glass, man. The more of it, I need more of Him. It's like a glass. We're like a glass. You put paper towels in it, you can only fill it with so much water. Take those paper towels out, the more of the water you can get in there. It's just like with us. Come to the light. Get shed of that nonsense. Let's get His faith in us. Let's get His love poured into us. Let's get more of Him, which is our life. Which is our life. Our life is hid in Christ with Him. Praise God. And that's an opportunity for anybody, anybody that will receive it and believe it. So let's go after it. Let's get it. Let's not sit back. We're not called to be pew warmers, folks. Let's go get it. Let's go get what He has, the fullness of that which He has for us. Each and every single one of us. Amen? I think I'm done for right now. May the Lord bless everybody.
Lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. Oh, I need you. Though my world may fall, go, my Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. Taking me from the miry clay, you set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. Oh, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very more love,
my life, and I will worship you with all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my God. With all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my God. You are my God. You are my God.
Listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.